With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. FBI Director Kash Patel says investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering evidence in yesterday's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C.
The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
President Trump calls a shooting an act of terror and has ordered 500 more guard troops to D.C. Homeland Security suspends Afghan immigration processing indefinitely for now while investigators review security protocols. Economist Steve Moore says there is no reason to be pessimistic about the state of the country.
This generation of young people is going to be more successful and wealthier than our generation was or the previous generation was.
And President Trump is sending along his best wishes on this national holiday.
On behalf of the First Lady and the entire Trump family, I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year, and our country is doing really well.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade officially launched the holiday season in New York. Millions watched as Santa's sleigh rolled into Herald Square, closing a morning of balloons, floats, and live performances. In fact, organizers say this year's parade drew one of the largest crowds in recent years. The U.S. stock markets and banks are closed today to mark Thanksgiving. However, the markets will be reopening on Friday for a shortened trading day. Most big U.S. retailers also closed today. Many will open early, however, on Black Friday, the unofficial start of the holiday gift buying season and the biggest shopping day of the year, even though much of that shopping has gone online. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is shutting down.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users. That means they have read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021 when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little more than a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. Karen Chamis reports on a rare Fabergé egg up for auction.
Christie's Auction House in London says the winter egg is valued at more than $26 million. It's one of only seven such eggs remaining in private hands. The egg is made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. Karen Chamas, London.
Arch Manning of Texas started the season as a top Heisman Trophy contender, Texas A&M's Marcel Reed finishing it as one. The quarterback's duel Friday night when the number 16 Longhorns and number 3 Aggies clash in the 120th meeting of their famed rivalry. More on these stories at srnnews.com.